Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hope you still have time to turn it around. It's your B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. Good morning, I'm Billy. TJ's with us. Hope as well.
Yeah, apparently you can have unhealthy bad habits until 36.
Oh.
At 36, it's when it's all downhill. Starts catching up with you. Things like smoking, drinking, not exercising. It's 36 that it starts to trigger different health problems.
That was always a justification back when I used to make bad choices and smoke the cigarettes. In college and up through my 20s, I was like, yeah, as long as I quit, it's always something like, as long as you quit by, oh, I've heard as long as you quit by 28, you're fine. As long as you quit by 32, you're good. 34, you're good. So now we have a set number, 36. 36, so, and then it's over.
It sounds like over. Stuff gets locked in. Your long-term choices have caught up with you.
Yes.
And you can't reverse them.
Yeah, it says, our findings highlight the importance of tackling risky health behaviors as early as possible to prevent damage. So, enjoy partying in your 30s, as long as you quit the bad stuff and ask for a gym membership on your 36th birthday.
You know, it's not like you don't know you're doing bad stuff to your body. So, justifying it, like, if I was your age right now, I'd be like, cool, I got like 10 more
That's
years.
Right. Hope over there had a list of things that you really should stop doing by the time you're 36. And there's
all
a list.
All the bad stuff.
All the bad stuff.
All the fun stuff.
There's another list of things that you probably don't even care if you do them after 36. It's the B Morning Coffee Club here on the B. TJ Hope. I'm Billy Kidd. Good morning.
First one. It's okay to eat dinner before 8 p.m.
I had a conversation with my 22-year-old that her and her fiance have loved going out early for dinner. She's like, first of all, it gives us plenty of time for it to like digest. We can sit around, watch TV, and then that way, then you go to bed. And I'm like, oh boy, it's already starting, Morgan Pearl. It's already starting. She's like, it's more affordable. You don't have to wait for a table.
Everybody's so friendly.
Second one. Costco sells clothes.
Why are you looking at me?
Was it 36 that you started shopping at Costco? Oh,
we didn't have a Costco.
We didn't have
here
Costco
yet.
At that point. Okay. But the shirt I'm wearing, the pants I'm wearing, I think the shoes I'm wearing all came from Costco.
Oh my God.
Yes. Now, Costco never has anything hanging up, right?
They always got tables on tables. My only wish, Costco executives, if you're listening, put in a fitting room.
Yeah, right.
I can't buy pants. Shirts, totally fine. Give me the XL.
Have you done the neck trick?
No, what's that?
The neck trick is you take the waistband of the pants and then you put it around your neck. And if it comes together, it'll fit. It's a magic trick on TikTok. You're going to have to try it.
I'm going to film it if I try it.
Yeah,
you should. Wait, you just fold them closed.
Fold them closed.
And then wrap it around your
neck. And then take, like, so the legs are on your back.
Okay.
And bring them around.
Like a cape.
Like a cape, yes.
A Costco pant cape.
Yes.
All right.
In Billy words, it's like a cape. You're like a Costco. So I'm like a Costco superhero, right? That would make that. That's what I would be?
It sounds very Billy. Judgmental coming from your side of the microphone. What else you got on your list?
Oh, well, speaking of clothes, pockets on shirts actually have a purpose.
Never used them.
You've never used the pocket
never
in your shirt?
Never used the pocket in my shirt.
Yeah, that's like my grandpa did, but he always needed a pen to write checks, you know, or
there
whatever.
Are some guys that are pen guys that always have a pen in there.
That's my dad. Anytime you need a pen, he's like, oh, right here.
That's his
like,
thing.
Pulls it out of somewhere.
He always has a pen. That and driving anything other than a sensible four-door sedan looks desperate.
I mean, like when my son got his first car, I helped him pick it out, and we went for something that was going to be as maintenance-free as possible. Because when you're a kid, you don't want all those. Nobody wants the repair bills. But when you're, you know, 18, you definitely don't want the repair bills. So, you know, we went with a beat up old Lexus. This thing's got rust in it.
Aren't
the back window doesn't work.
Aren't those things expensive to repair if they have need
replacements? I was going to say.
Aren't they're Toyotas. Luxury cars?
It's a fancy Toyota. And they both have really good, you know, build quality and blah, blah, blah.
It's so funny because that's what sold Morgan on her first one was, we called it Rhonda the Honda. Rest in peace. She wrecked that many years ago. But yeah, Rhonda the Honda, and it was sold to us because it was so affordable to replace. They made a kajillion of right. these. It's so affordable and cheap to get
replacement
parts.
Not a cool car for a kid
I'm
to be
like,
driving
sold!
In.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's amazing how different the weather was yesterday from just a couple miles apart. It's the Bee Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. I'm Billy. TJ Hope is with us as well.
It was crazy, wasn't it? You were watching weather places like Clifton Springs and Lima and different places were just getting pelted with like hail. And yesterday afternoon, we got thunder and we got lightning. And we got some rain, but it didn't last that long.
Yeah.
At least in Chilai, it passed pretty quickly. But then I'm watching Stacey Pengett on our yellow alert day. You know how much I love the weather. And she's like, okay, so the hail is going right across the Finger Lakes. And then she's showing all the lightning strikes. And then I'm online seeing the trees that have been hit by lightning fallen, and it was crazy. I felt like I was watching from a different planet.
I got the alert driving home. I was almost home. The little alert said, you know, severe weather headed your way, blah, blah, blah. And I got home, ran inside thinking, oh, I'm going to beat the rain. We barely got anything in my house. And it's crazy how just north of us got pummeled, like you were saying.
Yeah, now we did get strong, strong winds yesterday, and my neighbor's tree went down onto their back shed, and it's one of those like Rubbermaid plastic sheds.
Yeah.
So it kind of
smushed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It smushed it.
You didn't have power this morning,
it
right?
It flickered sometime in the night. It must have, because I had power, but I could see that it had been.
Oh,
off
I got
and
you.
On.
Like the clocks were all
yes,
reset.
Yes. Yeah. Everything was blinking, and my smart speaker didn't remember that I had an alarm set. So that's fun. And so I don't know. There's still a few hundred people without power this morning, but not as much as I anticipated. Like RG&E sent us all an email going, just so you know, these are the safety tips when a storm's coming through.
And it's interesting.
Sure, I was like, wow, this is going to be bad.
Well, you can see that they had trucks staged in certain areas. So, yeah. You know, if it got crazy, they were ready to go. So,
well, they got in big trouble years ago when the response wasn't quick enough. So now they stay ahead of it.
I felt ridiculous. I was just hunkered down inside, the sun shining. I'm like, okay, I'm not going to get caught in the storm. Anytime Duke had to go out, I'm like, okay, we're going to out, in, out like a ninja. Run back inside.
Hurry up. It's going to hit at any minute. Come on, Duke.
It was yesterday morning from our building. Sun was shining. It looked absolutely beautiful, but it was crazy windy in the morning to the point that you walked out, walked right back in.
I was like, oh my God, I'm going to take a sunshine break and go stand in the sun. I barely made it outside in my loop. I went out one door and immediately back in the next coming door. Meanwhile, the stop sign looks like it's going to blow out of the street.
Right.
Yeah, it was a crazy. So depending on where you live or where you work or where you were yesterday, your experience was totally, totally different.
It's your B Morning Coffee Club. I'm Billy Kidd. TJ and Hope are with us this morning, and we got some country music news for you. Carrie Underwood, she wore the same dress the other night that she wore when she won American Idol 20 years ago. If I handed you anything you owned from 20 years ago, could either of you fit into it?
That's a big no for me.
20 years ago?
20 years ago.
From when I was 8? No, if you can imagine that.
Oh my gosh. She always has to just dig it in there. That's right.
I would not fit into anything that I owned 20 years ago. She was 22 when she won the first time. For the record, it was a flowy green and orange leopard print dress, if you forgot. And by the way, she wore it because they were bringing back contestants that were singing songs that were past, you know, from past winners and stuff like that. Fantasia and lots of people on there. Dolly Parton is going to release Dolly Parton's Billy the Kid Dances His Heart Out.
Were you the inspiration? Were you her muse?
Clearly. That was about me. It is the third standalone children's book in her New York Times bestselling series featuring her god dog, the French bulldog, Billy the Kid. Comes out December 2nd. You want to hear the premise?
Yes.
Billy the Kid faces one of his biggest fears, dancing in front of an audience. To prepare for his gig opening for Dolly Parton's Doggy Dance Potty, P-A-W-T-Y, Billy enrolls in dance lessons and is pawstruck by his teacher, Bella, who is as graceful as she is beautiful.
Aww.
It's a love story.
I love that you share the same name as Dolly's dog.
Keith Urban is not worried about how music is evolving, especially country music. He sat down for an interview and was asked, how does he feel about the current state of country in 2025? He says, I think it's great. He noted the changes in the trends. And, you know, if you pay attention to country music, the stuff we're hearing today isn't what we heard 10 years ago. And that wasn't the same from 10. And going all the way back to the 1950s, he used Patsy Cline as an example. And this never crossed my mind. He said, prior to Patsy, it was all fiddles and pedal steel. She swapped that out for the classic sounds that we now call country. That's piano, strings, backing vocals. He said the purists were outraged then, just like they are now. Mm-hmm. So, you know, times keep changing. Garth Brooks, believe it or not, Garth Brooks, when he came out, everybody's like, he's a pop star. That's not country. Garth Brooks.
Baseball's all about the games. And the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. That it's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory and that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.